Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in. We've got 30 minutes left in this show. It's been fun so far. There's a lot more Saturdays ahead of us. I will tease this. I will have a pretty big guest who is a live and local guest on our next show on Saturday. So, tune in.
Yeah, keep track with us on Twitter, too.
Here's a text from the Protein House Eat With A Purpose text line on what they would have for their master's food from the 785. From Stroud's, fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy from the beer kitchen, fried green tomatoes, and from Ashley's Bake Shop, apple crumb pie. Well, that's pretty solid, too. I mean, I'll crush an apple crumb pie.
Yeah.
Thanks for being a part of this show and Out of Bounds. I'm Dusty Likens. Nick Price produces this bad boy. If you've heard us before, it was on our sister station, 1660 The Score, Up and Adam.
And you're a morning person if you heard us before.
That's right. I do love mornings. I talked to you during the break. Like, do you know that, like, do you think Dustin Johnson honestly knows that it's clear and obvious that he has a bulge?
Yeah, I think so. I think that he's just trying to intimidate the rest of the field.
I feel like the way he walks around is like that Night King gif where he's like shimmy.
Yeah, where he's like.
Yeah, like that's how I feel Dustin Johnson walks. He also hits a golf ball 400 yards.
Yeah, when you do that, you can wear tight pants and walk around like Dustin Johnson does.
Good Lord.
And you go home to Paulina Gretzky every night.
That's got to be nice. Where her dad is, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. Yeah, like your father-in-law is just the greatest hockey player to ever play the game.
And I think that. To take a scene from Liar Liar, I'm pretty sure Tiger Woods' shirt is lavender. 69306, Protein House, Eat With A Purpose, text line. What color is Tiger Woods' shirt? I believe it is lavender/light purple. He is now 2 strokes behind the leader as he has birdied again. Tiger Woods is now -7. Hold on to your butts.
Woo!
Once Sam Jackson said in Jurassic Park with hanging a dart outside of his mouth. I said before, Nick Price is in a tough spot for now. But never did we think that we would get to this point where KU basketball would be trending down and KU football would be trending up. Like never in my life. And I know that it's not basketball season and we are on the verge of football season. I get that. But KU football right now is the hot ticket in Lawrence. KU basketball, the ticket is getting his out as fast as you possibly can. We don't know what's going on with Bill. We assume he's sticking around because it's the greatest job that he could possibly have.
Right.
We saw what Kentucky did with John Calipari. We know he's there for life. We assume KU will try to do the same with Bill. We don't know what's to break of this whole Adidas story yet, but we know that tons of players have left by the names of?
Quentin Grimes. He's probably not coming back. Devon Dotson, he's testing the waters, but that's always a risk whenever you go out there, get in front of NBA GMs. Who knows what he's going to get as far as feedback. Charlie Moore transferred. KJ Lawson transferred. Dedrick Lawson declared. Looking pretty rough. Who knows about Doak, too?
Like, and I can't use the line, stop me if you've heard this before, because this hasn't happened at KU before, at least under Bill Self. Now, there have been 3 coaches at Kansas since I've been alive. That's impressive. Larry Brown was gone in, like, 88 for reasons. Roy Williams left because he was Carolina bred, Carolina when he's dead, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to leave these kids.
It's whatever.
Whatever you want to do, Roy.
That's cool.
And then Bill Self came in. Wins a title in 08. Rest is history. He can do whatever he wants. But now you're in a state where, like, the football team has been literally the college football embarrassment for the last 10 years. Of all college football programs, it's been KU in a Power 5 conference that's been the most depressing, depleting, disgusting type of team to watch.
I mean, they've been ranked beneath D2 schools.
Correct. Like, I'm not positive KU could have beaten Northwest Missouri State, who was always in the national championship in their respected league.
I'm pretty sure they would have lost.
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
There's a good chance. And as Tiger Woods gets ready to tee off on the par 5, 8th, 570 yards, we'll see what happens. But now, KU football team has the Mad Hatter, Les Miles, national championship winner with LSU from the SEC, a big name. Some would say that they want to be haters, and that's fine. You don't have to like KU. I get it. They can be annoying. I get it. Like, they get talked about a lot. They can be
annoying.
Absolutely. For sure. It's fine.
Yeah, I'll own up to that. Mizzou's KU alumni. Like, yeah.
And Mizzou's got a spring game. Tiger Woods put it right down the fairway, by the way. How you doing? And I get it. But right now, this KU conversation is not about how good KU is in certain sports, but how they are trending in different sports that they've never done before. Les Miles is turning this football program into a, trying to at least, a watchable, exciting type of franchise.
At least something to talk about.
He's going out to the kids on the streets because he knows who comes to games. Like, kids live in Lawrence. Kids travel from all over the United States and hell, all over the world to go to KU. I mean, they do it at a lot of colleges, but KU is what we're talking about, so that's where they come. You get foreign exchange students that come to KU that fall in love with basketball. You get kids that are different majors in different fields that for some reason find a groove in basketball. Now you get kids that could get a groove into football because, A, you have this coach that you just hired buying you lunch. You have a coach that's coming to your fraternity slash sorority complex telling you, hey, what's it going to take for you to come watch KU? Those kids will never forget when Les Miles came knocking on their dorm door or their fraternity sorority door and said, hey, come out and watch this team. Come to Saturday night. I've got Rick Ross. I know not a lot of you might not know who Rick Ross is. He might be a little bit before their time. But Rick Ross is a pretty popular name.
Yeah.
Rick Ross is a performer. He is an entertainer. At some point tonight, he's going to lose the Rose 61 jersey that he's allowed to wear because, according to Jay Binkley, he is over three spins.
Yeah.
So he can rock the hell out of that 61 jersey
model.
Exactly. And Rick Ross is going to entertain those people in Lawrence on a night where it's going to be about football. Now, I know Midnight at the Fog is crazy, and they've had acts of, I believe, 2 Chainz was there last year.
Right, 2 Chainz. I think it was Lil Yachty the year before.
Right, and Bill's pretty good in the rap game.
But Les is hip. Like, Les is just like a cool, like, for a guy who's 65 or 66, however old he is, Les gets it with these players. And he's just like, he seems like he knows.
And that's the most important part when it comes to recruiting and it comes to getting your brand up and at it. Like, I'm not going to sit here and do radio and talk about the New York Giants because that's why we do Saturday Locals now. People were tired of hearing it from the text line 660. I'm enjoying the show much more than the Saturday midday with the Mafia. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm not saying that you like this show. You're just enjoying the show that much more. That's our goal.
Give you something to listen to on the weekends.
And Les Miles,
that you care about.
Les Miles' goal isn't to go win a national championship at KU. Not yet. I'm sure that's at one point a goal of his. But like Littlefinger / Peter Baelish says, chaos is a ladder. It's going to take different rungs to get to the top, and it's going to be chaotic. You're going to lose games to teams that you probably shouldn't have lost to. You're going to beat teams that you probably shouldn't have beat. They'll play West Virginia. They might beat them. They're going to play Texas. They might beat them. Those two teams aren't really great teams in the Big 12, but maybe they beat Oklahoma.
Maybe they beat K-State.
You never know. And Les Miles is trying to get his point across as saying, I want to make it fun first, I want to make it cool, and I want to get you here. And then if the product is just that much better than what it used to be, you're going to gain certain people. And then those people are going to be like, well, I was here from this day. And then those people are going to draw in more people. If you get what I'm saying, it starts as like almost a snowball effect. And Les Miles is the perfect guy for that job. He's not the best coach in college football. He's recognizable, he's important, and he knows what he's got to do. And right now, he's got the football team trending upwards, and the basketball team right now is trending downward. And you better believe it, Jack, that he knows exactly what he's doing because he can see these kids leaving the basketball program, and he knows if you want to get your product to where it needs to be, you got to attack the vulnerable spot. Screw basketball right now. Come to Late Night Under the Lights. And let's watch some football. Let's watch some Rick Ross. God, I'm getting wrapped up in this topic, but that's what it is.
Yeah, and this is the first time ever that they've done a late night under the lights for football. Like, they've had Late Night at the Fog for a while for basketball.
And you don't have to sell that to cut you off. You don't have to sell Late Night at the Fog because people will go.
Yeah, because it's KU basketball.
Did you go to Late Night Under the Lights every year you were in college?
There was never one before, but I did cover a lot of spring games, and I'll tell you, there were like 500 people there. And they played them at noon, and nobody really talked about it. Nobody really cared. But Les Miles is one of those kind of celebrity coaches almost in college football.
He's got a nickname called the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, and he's using that celebrity status that he has to bring in guys like Rick Ross and go out there and just be charming and just, like, relate to the kids and try to get them involved in any way that he can. And that's, I mean, that's where you start the snowball right there.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. He's not trying to sell the product for everything that it's worth right now. He's trying to pitch the product.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going out there and saying that I want to compete with numbers with The Drive or Fesco in the Morning or Show and Vern. I'm not saying that.
But I want you to listen, and I want you to like what you're listening to, because I think you will.
Because I'm going to, yeah, exactly. I'm going to give you the best opportunity I can give you in the short amount of time that I've had to get you involved as much as possible. Now, I'm no Les Miles. I haven't won anything. In fact, the last thing I won was like a teddy bear at a carnival when I was 7. And that's because I cheated. But the best thing that Les Miles is doing is that he's doing it in the right way. He's not going all in right away, but he's giving you little bits of dabs of little bit of hope and future because he's bringing in, like you said, they've never done midnight under or late night under the lights ever. But what did he do? He went to the basketball program and he said, hey, what works? It's like when we go to Show and Vern, or we go to CDOT and Kylie, and we say, hey, guys, what do you do that works? Oh, we like how you put your rundown together. We like that you use a dry erase board to kind of put things together and put out your topics. We're not stealing their show, but we're figuring out what worked for them that we can put our own twist on. And what Les Miles is doing is, again, he's getting the football program to trend upward while the basketball program isn't doing the best of job right now. Kids are leaving. Bill Self is in question. Is Bill Self going to stick around? I believe he will. I don't think he's going anywhere yet. Yet is the main word. But neither is Les Miles. He's not going anywhere yet either, because you know what Les Miles has to do? Les Miles has to prove to as many people like we have to that say this show is just based upon desperate content. Les Miles is not basing his program on desperate wins. Les Miles just wants to get people there. He wants to put a product on the field that's worth watching. And to be honest with you, all he's got to do is win 4 games. And people will say, you know what? We got something here. Look at Scott Frost in Nebraska. Scott Frost this year was terrible for the first part of the season, but they ended up on a high note, and GBR is all of a sudden back in, and now your football program and basketball program have Scott Frost and have Fred Hoiberg, and people will start to trend towards that because now Fred Hoiberg will look at Scott Frost, vice versa. You've got Bill Self and Les Miles, and Les Miles is trending upward. Bill Self right now is trending downward until the recruiting classes start coming in, but right now, we are talking about the football program making moves, and we haven't done that in 10 years, and it's because of Les Miles.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Les Miles has just created something here with this Late Night Under the Lights that is trying to make KU football an event that you want to be at, not an event that you just want to drink at the bars during the day, because that's kind of how it has been for the last, you know, like 5 to 10 years at KU. KU football, it's all about going out to the bars and having a good time, but nobody actually watches the game. He wants to make it a point that you're going to want to watch this game. What just happened with Tiger?
Tiger Woods just hit on the par 5, his second shot. He stuck it within 10 feet of the putt.
All right.
I have a feeling he's got a chance for eagle and a tie at the lead, but what you have a chance for next, Kansas City. Live and local, that's the narrative. This is your chance. If you want to call in and you want to tell me, myself, Dusty Likens, what you disliked about Likens, or what maybe you thought the price was wrong. 913-576-7610. Feel free to call in as you get your takes off of what you didn't like with Likens or what you thought the price was wrong with. Plus, we get out of here with a 2-minute warning, and then it's off to Unicero, Carroll, and Sanchez for overtime.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.